It's the Agribusiness Report from the 2023 Commodity Classic in Orlando. The global CEO of Advanta Seeds, Bhupen Dubé, will join us in just a moment. First off, the World Ag Outlook Board Chairman, Mark Jechenowski, describing the current global market situation for cotton. He says,
best summary would be higher global cotton supplies and reduced consumption. So, netting out to a 2.1 million bale increase in ending stocks, just relatively weak demand globally. And in the U.S. balance sheet, we didn't make any changes to either the supply side or the demand side, or the prices, so no changes there. But again, globally, bigger supplies, lower consumption.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Bhupen Dubé, who is CEO of Global Advanta Seeds. We're in Orlando for Commodity Classic. So great to see you.
Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you for having me.
So we talked about this before we came on the air here, but for those who don't understand maybe how Advanta and Alta Seeds fit into the bigger umbrella of UPL, how does that work?
Alta Seed, some of you may have heard about, is a genetics provider for key crops like sorghum, corn, etc., and primarily operate in USA and Europe. For a strategic reason, for a historical reason, we continue with that brand, umbrella, which is part of a global Advanta Seeds company, which in turn is a part of the global UPL group company, which has a more than one dozen domain, which includes field crops, genetics, vegetable crops, genetics, which got a post-harvest technology, solid waste management, agrochemical, and few others.
We're here to talk sorghum primarily, and when we think of sorghum and Advanta, sustainability keeps popping up as well. Tell us more.
It's a very interesting subject. In fact, sustainability is, in my view, is a word which is abused the most. The way the word strategy is abused the most. If you ask the meaning of sustainability to a village boy and write it down, definition, or a farmer, or somebody who's living in a town, somebody living in a city, somebody living in a metro, and you will be amazed to see variety of perspective and definition coming in. My response today right now is in the context of Commodity Classic, American growers, farmers, what sustainability means in my understanding. If I'm a farmer, and I know because my life is with a farmer, life is toughest. The segment of the society which worked the most as a farmer, which manages the highest number of uncertainties. Farmers do not have the control on many variables, unlike many sectors of the society. And the risks are increasing all the time. So if you ask me as a grower and a farmer, what is sustainability means for me? Sustainability means I must have, from my farm operation, profitability which sustain my family. Very practical, right? Any operation or definition of farming which sustain my family and a family of my cattle, living organism, is what is sustainability to me. Now, of course, there are societal expectation from farmer because there is a tendency in some part of the society who are not rooted, not connected with the farmer community to malign farming. I feel agitated about it, right? Because less than 2% of the population of U.S. engage in agriculture. Thanks to technology and hard work, 98% population does not understand the system of farming. That is a real, real pity. Yes, we have a responsibility. If there are certain practices of farming are impacting negatively societal goods like greenhouse gases, right, deterioration of the soil, depletion of water, I own that responsibility. And therefore, I'm open to any practices, recommendation, which will help in achieving these other three goals also, besides my sustainability of my own family, I'm open to that. And that is my definition of sustainability. And that is something that echoes very well with me as a CEO of Advanta Seeds. And therefore, our approach with design, strategy with design, we are very sensitive to this definition of sustainability. And not the esoteric one. Right? Coming from a, sounds good, like poem, but you know what? Does not have much of traction at the ground level.
Sorghum, grown around the world. Why does it work so good in limited water situations? Does it work good in limited water situations?
I think there are enough scientific research around the world which has been done that sorghum is 70% more water efficient compared to the crop called corn. It's a proven. Go to any agriculture university and there are enough research paper available there. So that is a crop physiology, genetics. Inherently, it's like that. And therefore, it is a reality. And our own research, because we are a predominantly sorghum company and tropical corn company, and our research also indicate it's a very, very sustainable, very water-efficient crop. And therefore, in a current climate scenario, it's a climate-smart crop.
You mentioned in there corn. Can we go maybe just a little further with that, looking at the input side of this? And when we compare the inputs of sorghum and the inputs of corn, what do we see?
Same way for whether it is a water or fertilizer or agrochemical. Requirement is less than half compared to corn. As simple as that. And therefore, ROI on input is much more on sorghum compared to corn. All established fact.
Last one here for you. You've mentioned it, the genetics and the technology that goes in. Aphids? Tell us more about that.
Very interesting. In fact, sorghum is a very hardy crop compared to other crops like corn. And therefore, naturally, number of insect pest diseases relatively are less. Okay? Having said that, in 2013 and 14 in U.S., that time sorghum economy was booming. And sugarcane aphid attacked sorghum. And in 1 year, crop collapsed. There are cases where the farmers, they suffered 50-60% losses. Seed industry active in the sorghum part, as a result, were burdened with huge inventory, which lasted them 4 to 5 years compared to earlier time. So it was a very bad time. And the industry was not prepared for that kind of attack. It took some time. Maybe for us, it took nearly 2 years to come out with a product which has a genes which make the sorghum tolerant to aphid. So we are the first company in the world. We launched this product, aphid tolerant sorghum. And our marketing company, the team came out with a very good creative brand name called Aphix. So Aphix platform of technology. Under that now we have about 5 products, few more are coming up, which is giving a robustness to sorghum. And this problem is not limited to USA. This problem is in Mexico. And I was in Brazil last month. Brazilian farmer also saying the same problem. So we are now advancing launch of Aphix in those countries. And farmers are very happy with that.
I said that was the last one. Maybe one more, just as you, because you see so much of the world. What is, if you had the opportunity to just visit with some growers in the U.S., what might you tell them? Maybe it's advice, maybe it's encouragement, but just an opportunity to visit with a farmer right now in America. What would you tell them?
In fact, I don't have to imagine, because I started the day by meeting sorghum growers, right? My day started with that, and I interacted with them in detail. And we communicated each other, I learned a lot from them. And one interesting anecdote I would share with you, a farmer who was there, he has seen 80 years of farming, and he was sharing his experience that the same farm, he used to get 1,000 gallon per minute water. Grandfather. Father started getting 450 gallon, and his time right now, his age is 70 years, I guess. His time right now, he says he's getting 75 gallon per minute. And this is a reality of his life. And therefore, sorghum, which was a secondary crop for him, he says now, I'm considering to make it a sustainable primary crop, permanent fixture in my crop calendar. As simple as that. To my mind, this is a key message. Look at the sorghum the way you look at the corn. Sorghum, we don't expect to replace 100% corn. The market dynamics, ecosystem of the crop, which are well entrenched in corn, a lot has to happen in sorghum. But you know what? Now sorghum, which was focused on agronomic research, company like us are focusing on a trait research. As a result, you have a high-yielding sorghum, high-quality sorghum, having a trait like aphis tolerance, trait like herbicide tolerant, which was the only case available in corn, now is available in sorghum. Few more traits are coming in. Herbicide tolerant to a couple of more group of herbicide. They are coming in next 2 years' time. So now sorghum is becoming a very competitive crop. And therefore, there's a less risk for the farmer to adopt sorghum as a part of the regular cropping pattern.
So good to visit with you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your interest and your passion for sorghum. We wish you the best.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. And all the best to all your listeners for an amazing year ahead.
Bhupen Dubé is CEO of Global Advanta Seeds. From the 2023 Commodity Classic in Orlando, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.
When it comes to farming cotton in West Texas, the formula for success is simple. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why growers rely on Delta Pine brand cotton. Bred, tested, and made in West Texas for West Texas growing conditions. Strong is a legacy all its own. Protect yours with strong cotton from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Zach Ducheneau is the administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency. He talks about the Grasslands CRP program.
In the Grasslands CRP program, the sign-up for which will open after our general sign-up on April 7th, we've got some emphasis areas out there in that Dust Bowl country where producers can get an added incentive if they're enrolling land that was part of the epicenter of the Dust Bowl, if you will. We've also got a wildlife migratory corridor incentive up in Montana and Wyoming. So we're really trying to find ways to meet the local needs of producers with those programs.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
Texas Corn Producers serves the state's corn farmers through both the Corn Board and the Association. The board is putting your checkoff dollars to work in research, promotion, and education to ensure producer profitability and market expansion. The member-supported association is the farmer's advocate in Austin and Washington, D.C. on issues from the Farm Bill, water and property rights, and more. Join the Texas Corn Producers Association today and get the latest news and information about Texas Corn Producers' efforts online at www.texascorn.org.
Life doesn't come with guarantees, but working with Rob Seco comes pretty close. Our strategic investments in the seed we offer are designed to directly improve your bottom line. From full trait platforms, breeding and development, to field-by-field planning and seed-driven crop inputs, with Rob Seco, you have precisely what you need to improve plant performance and increase yield. Every farm, every crop, and every acre. Learn more at robseco.com.
Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report from Commodity Classic in Orlando. Special guest today, CEO of Advanta Seeds, Bhupen Dubé.
United Ag is one of the largest association health plans to offer healthcare benefits for the agricultural industry. Their mission is to bring innovative healthcare solutions to agriculture by meeting their members' employee benefit needs. Join today and take advantage of the premier benefits offered by United Ag. United Ag is committed to contributing to a strong and healthy ag industry. For more information or to join, visit www.unitedag.org.
When it comes to farming cotton in West Texas, the formula for success is simple. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why growers rely on Delta Pine brand cotton, bred, tested, and made in West Texas for West Texas growing conditions. Strong is a legacy all its own. Protect yours with strong cotton from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
In Philadelphia Thursday, President Biden presented his administration's budget request for the 2024 fiscal year by telling his audience once again,
I ran to grow the economy from the middle out and the bottom up and not the top down.
And I think the budget that he's presented to Congress is reflective of the desire to do that.
That last voice, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who took time out for meetings in Florida to talk with reporters about the USDA's part of the budget proposal, which would be about $28 billion less than the current year. Vilsack listed a number of budget priorities, for example, during the last 2 years.
With resources from the infrastructure law, we were able to temporarily increase pay for our wildland firefighters.
But money for that will expire September 30.
So it's necessary and important for us to invest the resources to make that pay increase permanent.
Also, Vilsack wants to boost funding for child nutrition and beginning farmer programs. Gary Crawford, Washington.